What?
Nothing.
Okay. That really should have been on the air just now. I'm in the hole.
It ate my damn dollar.
I know. At least it took your dollar. You just missed Sarah. It really was brilliant in the sense that it was exactly what I described. Standing there like one of those monkeys with a cocaine lever at the OHSU lab, just putting the dollar in over and over and over again, and it gets halfway in, spits it back out. And I left after like the 50th time that you'd rubbed it on the side of the machine and put it back in. So after I left, did it take it and then not give you anything?
Yeah, it took it and then the doors wouldn't open.
All right. We should call the vending machine guy and smack him around. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, live from the Dirty South, our good friend, CNN radio correspondent, Edward McCarthy. How are you, sir?
Hello, Rick. I'm in Dallas.
What are you doing in Dallas?
I'm here for the Terrell Owens story here.
That is true. Now, so what is the deal? This morning we had news reports where the paramedics went there, or the paramedics talked to him, and he was, A, apparently putting pills in his mouth as they were trying to get him on the gurney, and B, according to some reports, told the paramedics, yes, I took these, yes, I was trying to injure myself.
That's right, and it's a totally different story now after this conference he just had at the training complex in Dallas. He said that he basically was mixing painkillers with supplements. He says the confusion stemmed from an empty bottle of pain medication found by his publicist. She said she was with him at the time and called 911. He said the rest of the pills were in a drawer.
Uh-huh.
So he said he was non-responsive when she made the call. He said she made the call for, you know, out of his well-being and, you know, for it was her judgment to make that call. And so anyway, he described the police described it as a drug overdose. And he's pretty upset that people are putting out the story that he said he tried to commit suicide.
Would you describe his story, his version of events, as believable?
Well, he seemed pretty believable at this news conference. He really did. I mean, you know, you got two different stories here, and I mean, he seemed pretty calm and collected through this whole thing.
Let me ask you this.
A combination of drugs he's talking about, and Vicodin was one of them, that he mixed with some all-natural supplements. He said that made him sick, and he got an allergic reaction, but he said absolutely not a suicide attempt. Well, go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Vicodin, you want to screw with those. Those are very powerful, and I don't pretend to know a lot about Terrell Owens, but, I mean, does anything really leap to mind in his life that would be grist that would be seeds for suicidal depression? I mean, he's got like a $55 million deal or something, doesn't he?
Even without a paycheck last year with the Eagles, I mean, for crying out loud, he's doing pretty darn well. So, you know, you can't understand that. I was talking to a woman on the plane. She said he was they mentioned this area downtown, and she said it's the downtown area, like a lot of office buildings down there, and she was wondering what he was doing downtown, and the publicist has stepped in,
right.
And, she's obviously doing damage control here, but,
sure.
She's going along with the story that it was an allergic reaction, but it's a total different story than that paramedic, so I don't know. We're going to see what happens with this one. They asked him if he's going to play, and he said he's ready to play. So, who knows?
Well, we'll see. I know you got to catch a plane. Quick question for you. In the movie of the Rick Emerson Show, who will play you, Ed McCarthy?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably some guy who's lost on 635 in Dallas.
Okay,
that's what's going on right now.
I'll let you get back to your map then, my friend.
Okay, well, every time you talk to me, I'm lost or in a traffic jam. What is this?
That's okay. All it does is, it just adds to to the color of your personality, my friend.
Okay, Rick,
thank you. All right, there you go. Thank you, Ed McCarthy. Thank you, sir. All part of life's rich pageant. I'm sorry the machine ate your dollar, baby. Rick Emerson, sorry about that.
Who do I talk to?
I really don't know the answer to that. Clearly
so
not
just
the people
get feet my dollar.
No, you just then you always see those, and everybody within the sound of my voice who works in any sort of an office knows this. When they know this, that we walk in and there's a guy angrily putting a post-it note on the machine. This machine owes George McCluskey a dollar, or whatever. Or this. Here's what happens to me the other day. No, this is relatable. It's not even Thursday we're being relatable. This is how you convert cum to core, Sarah. We were talking the other day in the kitchen about this. There's that thing Oh, God. You know what's even worse? There's three levels of... There's escalating badness here. Tim, I think, has just left. There's escalating levels of anger. One, you go to put the dollar bill in, and see, what it was doing to you is exactly what it was doing to me the other day. It gets it halfway in, just enough to think it's going to accept the dollar, and it spits it back out.
And then when it does accept the dollar, it just eats it, and the little doors don't open.
You turn the dollar around, you smooth the corners out. Sometimes, did you ever get this? Sometimes where the bill is actually too crisp to be accepted, and you got to, like, wrinkle it up a little bit, because it's too crisp, and it thinks it's like Xerox paper. It thinks you're trying to scam it or something. Or you put it in, and it just swallows it, and then how about this? It happened to me the other day with the Gardetto snack chips, which have even more of those little rye things in them now. So they sit there, and they, you know what they stock in the, you know what they have in the kitchen here now? They have those sugar wafers.
Oh, I love them.
You know what I'm talking about. You want to talk about a thing that has absolutely no nutritional value to it at all, but it's like it was a nectar given to us by sweet Jesus himself. It's those German sugar wafer cracker crisp things. So good. So I put in the dollar or the whatever it is, and then it does, because the... you know, all of the things in the kitchen machine, it's that thing where it's like a little corkscrew, and the corkscrew turns, and the package moves forward, and then it just dangles. It just dangles, won't fall, won't actually be released, it just dangles there. And so then I'm that guy kicking the vending machine. And I hate, you don't like that guy. You go in and there's a guy getting angry because he can't get some TGI Friday's potato skins out of the machine. You think he's a tool. There I am, just, demanding my sugar wafers. Jesus. Rick, what do I think of when I hear the word Wenatchee? Alar. I haven't thought of that in a long time. That's the thing they spray on the apples there, but it gives you cancer and kills you. That's one of like 15 reasons why everybody in that part of Washington State is dying of something. That is why I myself will soon be dying of something. That's one of many, many, many radioactive cancer-causing, not radioactive, but cancer-causing substances they spray all over Washington State.
I just don't like Wenatchee because it's a friend sucker.
Okay.
Why, Delane? Why are you moving to... Well, God, she's moving there, but getting a house there.
Yeah.
Well,
I sort of assumed that was the case. I knew she was never
coming
back.
I'm in denial. No.
Would you like us to bring her in and give her an intervention? I'm willing to do that.
No, she's actually on her way back to Wenatchee right now.
Right now. Bye, mm-hmm. Delane. All right. It was nice knowing you. All right. Enjoy your white stretch pants. Here's Tim. Right. I'm just saying, Wenatchee does strange things to people. That whole section of the state. I mean, you go there, and it's like the next thing you know... I mean, you got like a scrunchie in your hair, and it's all bad. And then you're scheduling play dates for your obese children. Ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk, it's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Carol Owens is denying he tried to commit suicide. These are fresh sound bites in Bank Aid.
This is A.
Yes, it is, if you'd like to reset.
Let me load them right now. Network, yes, yeah. Tim. Yeah. Okay, and we're ready to go.
He had a news conference just moments ago. He denies reports that he attempted to overdose on pills. He said he just took some extra pills.
Kind of took some extra pills with my supplements. And the 911 call with Kim, she made because there were some pills that I had separated, and the bottle was on the table and it was empty.
Okay.
The rest of the pills were in a drawer. And so I think she felt like that I had taken all the pills.
Here's the thing. Vicodin doesn't really seem like a thing that you take extra of. I mean, even I know that. There's certain pills that you take extra of sometimes. Aspirin, for example. Perhaps a Bufferin or two. Vicodin's one of those things that you follow the recommended dosage on. You don't really take just a fistful of them because you missed one the night before.
Owen said he did have an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Once I took the pills, like I said, I had a physician to come over to kind of treat my hand. And I was going to have a training table. I don't even remember her leaving. And she came over around like 5 or so, and like I said, I don't know how long I was still asleep on the table after she had gone.
Okay, that sounds very convincing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. You can tell, by the way, that he probably tried to kill himself because he's rich and has no reason to. Those are the people who always do it. Do we have that? Hey, you got a voicemail. Is that a voice or text? Is it from Delane? What's it say? Is it?
White stretch pants.
Yeah. Have fun. Oh, she was telling us, though, they do have a Home Depot there now, so...
And a Walmart Supercenter.
Yeah. Okay. Have fun. Make me some waffles. Let's see. Let's get a couple phone calls here. David, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Howdy, Mr. Taylor.
David, how can I help you?
Yeah, to play you, I think a young Dennis Leary would be fantastic. He would be able to pull off your legendary anti-hippie rant?
See, here's the thing is that all of the people we're thinking of to play me in the movie, they're all a lot older than I am. We need, like, see, Drew Barrymore, still very young, very fresh-looking, very fresh-faced. She could easily play Sarah Dillon.
Yeah, she's old. But still.
Okay.
Still, he would be the perfect one if you could just make him turn the clock back then.
If only I was older. All right, so, yeah, there's nobody my age. All right, thank you, that's David.
How about John Leguizamo?
To play me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he doesn't have to necessarily look like you.
Is he playing me when I'm out front of SuperheroStuff.com with my lover? All right.
I missed that commercial yesterday.
It was really pride. There's nothing like Sarah and Dennis trying to be two Puerto Rican men. Let's see.
Gay lovers, Rick. Gay lovers.
Look at these Batman lava lamp. I mean, it really is genius. You know, I'm telling you, man, we gotta get Aaron and that Rodriguez guy to come in and they connected up for us. Roy, hello, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Saw Storm Large last night. There was a storm watch.
You know, she sang the national anthem last night like a tool. I missed it because it was on ESPN, right? It was the Contender finale.
She did a fantastic job. Got a standing ovation. See, at that high note at the end. Just, brought the crowd straight up out of their seats. Did a great job.
The question is that Storm Large video, is that on YouTube? Does that exist? Is that out there? Is it around, sir?
The Contender?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she performed it last night on television, right?
Right. It was on ESPN right before the first fight.
Okay, so if anybody has the Storm...
Going right away, you knew it was her.
Did anybody watch it?
No, you know what? And I was watching the Contender. It was on in the background, and I missed it.
Such an idiot. I completely forgot to watch it. So if anybody has seen... if you know of that Storm Large performance of the Star Spangled Banner last night, if that's around, y'all gotta hook a brother up.
Rick?
Yeah.
The childhood of Terrell Owens?
Yes.
He found out who his father was when he tried to go out with his father's daughter. It was a guy across the street and impregnated a 15-year-old girl, and he found out his dad when he tried to date his daughter. And
wait,
so he's got a lot of minutes.
Are you talking about Wenatchee?
He tried to date his sister.
I was going
to
say, was this in Wenatchee? So Terrell almost asked a girl out from across the street. It turned out her dad was also his dad?
Yes, that was his stepsister he was trying to date. He was raised by his grandmother.
Not even stepsister. It would be half-sister, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess it would be half-sister.
Same dad.
Half-sister.
Do you suppose they did it?
Yeah, I like the song, The Shame and Scandal.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I always wonder about that, actually. When you see those stories on, like, Jerry Springer or whatever, where it's like, well, we met over the internet and we were all in love and we were getting ready to go to the Hardee's. And then we started talking about who's your daddy, and then his daddy was the same as my daddy, and so I just felt sick. And so you always wonder in the back of your head if they just went ahead and did it once just to sort of, like, have it done.
Like in Joe Dirt?
Yeah, I mean, I think about that all the time, actually. I made that, no, really, I'm not alone, everybody, and no one ever asks. No one ever asks them that question. No one ever says, look, didn't you just, like, do it once just so it was off the table so you wouldn't think about it anymore? Yeah. One of these days. And I didn't see... never mind. Let's see. Jesse, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick, what's happening?
What's up?
So I figured out who should play you in the movie. Anthony Rapp.
Who is Anthony Rapp?
Oh, that's the guy from Rent.
He was in Rent, but he looks just like you. He wears the glasses, especially in Rent. He's got that kind of...
Is that the guy who...
And he rides a bicycle.
Hold on, I got...
Was he in...
Google him right now.
Dazed and Confused?
No.
Jason Confused. I don't know about that. He was in... Oh, yeah, he was. He was also in Adventures in Babysitting.
All right.
Was the neighbor.
I hate that guy.
Just turn back.
He was in Jason Confused. He was the nerdy guy who played poker.
Google an image from Rent. He looks just like Rick.
All right, hold on. Anthony Rapp. I can... Through the miracles of technology, I can do this right now.
It's an amazing world.
Let's see. Just skip the middleman and have me played by Chuck Klosterman. Let's see. Let's see here. I'm opening a picture of Anthony Rapp right now. You think?
Somewhat.
Maybe. I think
he doesn't look as worldly as you do.
No. But
you got to look at a picture from Rent. If you can get like a still image, do a Google image search.
So basically, if I were a dancer of some kind.
Well, I'm not really a dancer.
Well, isn't that what Rent is about? Isn't Rent about a bunch of dancers and?
No, that's That's the other one. That's Footloose or something. Rent is about somebody has AIDS.
Okay. Oh, that's right, because everyone has AIDS. That's the Team America thing. All right. Never mind. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Anthony Rapp. Okay, there you go. God.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's lived life as much as you have.
No, well, few have, too.
He doesn't look as rugged.
Face of experience.
Scotty J is noting that we need to have an Emerson casting call. Let's see. This is Dave. Dave, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What do you got, brother?
Hey, I know who's playing in your movie.
Right.
Doesn't necessarily look like it, but I think personality matched up pretty well. Dane Cook.
Dane Cook? Really?
Yeah.
I just want that guy's hair. And I know that sounds really gay, but come on. You know, here's the thing. My wife, who is not necessarily as pop culture illiterate as I am in some ways, my wife didn't know who Dane Cook was. And so when we were in Los Angeles, we were at that great hotel I was talking about where they have that cool rooftop party that I felt not nearly cool enough to be at. And long story short, if you didn't hear this, we were at this great hotel when we went down to the Rockstar Supernova taping, and there was this cool, like, entourage-type party happening on the roof. I'm lame, and I'm like, let's go back to the room and eat cheese fries. And so we go back into our hotel room while others are reveling above. We ate cheese fries and watched Dane Cook on HBO.
That wow, that sounds like a wild time.
Yeah, I'm a madman. I'm out of control. But, you know, the thing I noted about him, and she made the same observation, Dane Cook, when you see that guy, he must have a whole team of people who do nothing but very carefully tousle his hair. Because every time you see him, he's got that perfectly messed up hair. Where it's not, it doesn't look like he's rolled out of bed, but it doesn't look like he just brushed it. It's a perfectly sort of spiky, roughed up kind of hair look, and and it's thick too. And that guy's like 80. I mean, he's older than I am at least.
Is he really?
I think he's got to be. I think he's
Dane
in
Cook.
His,
he looks pretty young.
I thought he was in his late 30s.
What would I would say early 30s.
He's got a very thick full head of hair. I'm telling you right now, that is not all the hair that God gave him. He's done something to his hair. I'm telling
William
you right. What's that?
William Shatner style.
I'm not saying it's a rug. I'm saying. There's something else there. That is not the way his hair naturally progressed. Maybe it's medical hair restoration. Maybe it's just a little spraying. Dane Cook does something to his hair. No man's hair should be that thick and full in his mid to late 30s. All right. But Dane Cook, I would accept, the judges would accept that.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you, sir.
That's all I got.
All right. There you go. That's Dave. Right. That's enough, my friend. That's enough to have. All right. Tim Riley here.
The childhood home of Jessica and Ashley Simpson is up for sale. The five-bedroom residence, in Dallas, is on the market for $200,000. That's not very much. The Simpsons sold the home in 1998 to friends. The current sellers originally listed the price as the place where Jessica and Ashley grew up, but were unsettled by Simpson fanatical buyers expressing interest in the home.
Have you heard that story about how Jessica Simpson calls herself the Kiss of Death?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's genius. Oh. Yeah, it's fantastic. She can't find a man to date her. I don't know where it is. And plus, she can't... Have you noticed this, too? That it seems lately you know the paparazzi will stalk people around and just kind of follow them constantly with a camera? Lately, Ashley Simpson seems to be doing that to Jessica. Because it's impossible lately to find a picture of Jessica Simpson that doesn't also have Ashley in it. And I think that's intentional on Ashley's part. I think it's a whole lot of, that she's just just following... Oh, God.
I almost forgot.
Why did you have to give me this
one
story?
One of the most important stories of our time.
This is such a disturbing story.
Oh,
it's a story that must be told.
I swear to God, the first person who said that this guy had to play me in a movie is getting a pop in the face. No.
Nothing.
This email just says, Bobcat Goldthwait should play Rick. And then the email says, ha. Thank you. Who do we have here?
Gallagher.
Let's take one. Gallagher 2. Let's get one more here, and then we'll break. We'll come back. Megan? How do you pronounce
Megan.
It? You know, I knew a girl named Megan one time, but she insisted that people call her Megan. Didn't make any sense at all. Made her sound retarded. How can I help you?
I think that Alan Tudyk should play you.
Who?
Alan Tudyk, he was in Firefly. He was in Dodgeball. He was the pirate guy.
Here's the thing about Firefly. I meant to watch it, and I blinked, and it was gone.
Oh, you never watched it?
Well, it's on my Netflix queue, and I'm a big Joss Whedon fan. I just haven't gotten to it yet. So
you really should.
I know.
Yeah, he was the pirate guy in Dodgeball.
I know that I lose all my geek... Okay, I know who that guy is. I lose all my geek cred by not having seen Firefly yet. I'm ashamed to mention that to most people. I can see that. He's how old is he? He's about the right age.
He's In the mid-30s, maybe.
Here's the thing is, I can't figure out whether it's flattering or insulting that they really there was no one, like, normal-looking who came to mind to play me. Everybody else immediately, like for Tim, Anderson Cooper, Sarah, Drew Barrymore. Me, just kind of, like, labor over it and, you know, and everybody they're suggesting is, like, 70. I would accept that guy, though. All right, fantastic. Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome.
There you go. That's Megan. She sounded very perky.
Yes.
We should take a break here.
You're not going to get to the story?
Well, I'll do it when we come back. Because it is the most important story of our time.
Oh.
The shudder is worth
it. Will you help me try and get my bagel out of that machine?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Rick Emerson cares.
Oh, you were supposed to talk in the third person the whole hour, remember?
Oh, I'm sorry. Rick Emerson will do that tomorrow. Maybe we should do that on Thursday. Like a third person Thursday?
Oh, I like that.
Third person Thursday, where Rick Emerson will talk about himself in the third person. Rick Emerson will begin doing that tomorrow on this radio program. That's hilarious. I like it already. All right, Rick Emerson will return after this, and he'll have more exciting news for you. You stay right there. Rick Emerson will be followed by Tom Likas and so forth. Hello.
All right, thank you.
It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Thank you for coming by. All right. I got to post this thing on my blog.
That is awesome.
If you read the Oregonian, you're not busy doing the Sudoku or whatever the hell that is. They have that word find, the wonder word in the Oregonian.
Oh, there is the wondrous word.
There is. You may want to look right in the middle of today's wonder word. And just, what was the name of that boat on Arrested Development? The C word? Yeah. So, check out today's wonder word in the Oregonian. It's 503-733-2970. All right, here we go. We got the most important story ever. And then, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a top five. By God.
No, we're not.
We're going to do a top five. It's really...
Five.
It's egregiously outdated, though. In fact, I'm pretty sure that it contains references to Rockstar Supernova. Yes, it does. So, but we'll get to that. So, we'll do a top five here with Tim Riley in just a few. I got to read this. It's the most important story ever. Ever.
Ugh.
Ever! All right, kids, try to hold down your lunch. This is from the Daily News, which is the competitor to the New York Post. Porn star's name may ring a bell. This is in today's Rush and Malloy column.
Do it.
Do we have the porn music?
Oh, sure.
That would be the icing on the cake, so to speak. From the front page of today's Daily News.
Where's my porn? Oh, there it is.
Thank you. He may have played nerdy eighth grader Screech in the sitcom Saved by the Bell. God damn. Former TV geek Dustin Diamond can now take his place with Tommy Lee and Kid Rock as the star of his very own sex tape. Everyone who remembers Diamond as a lovable putz. It's a play on words, of course. If you're familiar with Yiddish. He's in for a shock once they see a 40-minute video in which he engages in a kinky three-way with two... That guy got two women to have sex with him at once.
Oh, no, no, no.
Dustin Diamond. I mean, it's all I can do to get one woman to have sex with me. This guy's capable... I mean, think of the odds. This guy could simultaneously convince two women that sleeping with him was a good idea. In which he engages in a kinky three-way with two women, sources tell us.
Thank God you can't say the worst part.
The column continues, we can't get too graphic, but word is that the Screech... I should note that we're not making this up, by the way. You can read this, it's in today's Daily News. Word is that the action includes... Oh, God.
Yeah.
I didn't read the first half of it, I only read the end, where they talked about, what's it, Filthy Rodriguez, or whatever that guy's name is. Speedy Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get too graphic, they say. But word is that the action includes an act known as Rodriguez. And you know what I'm talking about. Also, other, quote, bodily functions.
Oh, come on.
I think that's a lot of R. Kelly going on there. That would be my guess. Phoenix-based agent David Hans Schmidt, who has brokered some of Hollywood's biggest celebrity sex deals. Well, you know, what a weird thing to put next to your name. Confirms that he's acquired the rights to a tape featuring Screech.
So wrong.
He says, quote, just when you think you've seen everything in this business, mankind has raised the bar another notch. And then he actually says, quote, or lowered it. He's shopping the tape to hustlers Larry Flint, Vivid, Stephen Hirsch, and other major distributors of adult video. Now age 29, the six-foot diamond is much brawnier than you may remember him. He's a black belt in karate. Still ugly, though. Diamond's manager Robert Paul says his client has become a successful stand-up comic. That's a lie, incidentally. And will appear on the ABC sitcom The Knights of Prosperity.
That's what sucks from your child star. He just looks like a deformed version of himself now.
It's true. I haven't seen the tape, Paul tells us. I've heard rumors. Dustin has been trying to escape the Screech typecast. This may help to get more bookings. Would you like to know?
Never mind.
Well, apparently he's trying to shed his... I told you when I went to see him do stand-up, and it was the saddest thing ever. And, well, because his other career, he was trying to become a chess instructor, which didn't work out. In 1996, former Saved by the Bell sweetheart Elizabeth Berkley bared all in Showgirls. The Screech sex video's working title is...
Is it easy to guess?
Well, I suppose that depends. That depends on how familiar you are with porn punning, you know.
Porn puns?
Well, you know, because there's the On yeah. Golden Blonde.
Is it a play on Saved by the Bell?
Yes, it is. Come on, guess.
I don't know. I'm trying. And by trying, I mean thinking. I don't know.
You want to know?
Please don't say they replaced Saved with Shaved.
Shaved by the Bell. No, that's really good. I'm writing that down. That'll be the sequel. Hold on, where's my pen? Oh, I've lost my pen here. Shaved by the Bell. Why didn't they go with that, actually? That would have been better than what they used. What they used is just cringe-inducing. Shaved.
Then did they use his name from the show?
Shaved by the Bell. No, they do not. We're talking about the Dustin Diamond. And by the way, I don't want anybody to think this is like an Onion story. This is real. This is a court. Now, I know it's the Daily News, but apparently the agent confirms it. Dustin Diamond, Screech from Saved by the Bell, has made this porn tape. You know, it's like that thing, that Ron Howard porn tape they were going to make at one point. When Ron Howard made Splash, he got financing for Splash at the last minute. But his plan was to make a porn film because no one... It's hard to imagine now, but there was a time when Ron Howard was not a bankable director. He was not unlike Screech. Ron Howard was a washed-up child star. He'd been on Andy Griffith and Happy Days. And he was not, you think about it, he's not related to anybody famous. He doesn't have a famous dad. He was a washed-up young actor, and no one would give him any money. And so, before he was able to get a funding to make Splash, which turned his career around, before he could finally get to, his plan was to make a porn film called Opie Gets Laid. And that was how he was going to get the money to make Splash, and his wife had even signed off on it. And then at the last minute, Disney gave him the money to make Splash. All right, the movie... The Screech sex video. The sex video's working title is Not Shaved by the Bell. I swear to God. Everybody buckled in. Saved by the Smell. Presumably of something.
Oh, God.
There you go. There you go, kids. It's 503-7. We're trying to wash that out of your brain.
Yeah, and since we can't stay on the air, go and find that story because it's just so awful.
It's hideous.
What it describes him doing.
Speedy Gonzalez. 503-733-2970.
It's so hot in here.
Are you all turned on by thinking about Screech?
Ew. Okay. God, he is just so terrible looking and so not funny.
We're not going to start for the top five, are we?
No.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to... wait, hold on. Let me... just so we can wash that out of our brains.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back after this.
And now, the Rick Emerson Show presents The Week in Geek.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. This is The Week in Geek.
Come get some.
Online tickets go on sale this week for OMSI's newest exhibit, Star Wars, where science meets imagination. While you're not going to get to play with any real lightsabers, you will get to hang out inside a life-size replica of the Millennium Falcon with images of the Hubble telescope beamed into the cockpit, therefore guaranteeing you will never, ever get any kind of sweet play. You can order the tickets online at if you're listening to this thing, you know how to get to the OMSI website.
Groovy.
It would seem the only thing harder to kill than an 80s slasher icon are the Freddy vs. Jason vs. Ash movie rumors. Thought to be killed over a year ago, it's rearing its ugly head once more as New Line Cinema is once again trying to lure Sam Raimi and Ghost House Pictures into letting them use Ash for the next Freddy vs. Jason film. If they drag these rumors out any longer, Bruce is going to look more like Sebastian Hap than he's going to look like Ash. That's a little 1% Bubba Hotep joke from Bruce Campbell peeps out there. And speaking of the man...
Hail to the king, baby.
On Saturday, September 30th, Bruce Campbell will be signing copies of his newest book, How to Make Love the Bruce Campbell Way, at the Baghdad Theater at 5 p.m. This is Aaron Duran of GeekInTheCity.com reminding all the ladies out there that I make love the Bruce Campbell way. Does your man?
Oh, yeah.
Give me some sugar, baby.
The Week in Geek. Only from the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
International copyright law by downloading MP3s from file sharing sites like Morpheus or Grokster or LimeWire or Kazaa. But deep in your heart, you know the guilt would drive you mad and the shame would leave a permanent scar.
Here's a new Weird Al Yankovic record.
Oh, you don't want to mess with the RIAA.
From straight out of Linwood.
They'll sue you if you burn that CDR.
There you go. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show, now in the saddest part of the broadcasting day. Why did you have to tell me that? That's an image I'm going to have.
No, I know.
By the way.
But that's why we're so disturbed. Maybe we're having an overreaction, but you know, because of our jobs and what we do, that we're going to have to see that movie.
The dust and not saved
we're
going
to have to see it.
Saved by the smell.
Oh.
You want a much shaved by the bell is better, by the way. We also had mailman Chris suggested Diamond and the Buff. I then suggested Diamonds and Pearls. Which really is the best, because it has the added advantage of being a prince pun. Did you really just type... Not overreaction. Overreaction.
You write overreaction?
Can I get some overreaction? Overreaction is the new direction. By the way, let me just read this really quickly, and then we'll go to Tim Riley here. This
come
is,
come on.
Todd the Corpse says, from what I've sussed out over the years, I believe Delane works at a fairly hip advertising or design firm here in Portland. Did. Now she's moving to Wenatchee. Rick, I speak from experience because my first advertising job was in Yakima. Delane will be cutting herself within 3 months. Just saying. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
A middle school employee has pled guilty to charges he used a stun gun on a student. John Ellis faces probation for 6 months.
No kid asked for it,
after pleading guilty to second-degree assault. He worked in an after-school program at Horace Mann Middle School. Called the boy out of class, took him to the school's empty gym. The boy said Ellis told him he was in trouble for tripping a girl the night before at an after-school basketball game and shocked him not once, not twice, but three times.
By the way, this
punched him in the stomach.
This teacher is evil-looking, though. I'm looking at... He's visual aid number one for today's new news hour. That's an evil man right there. You look at that photo?
Yeah, he was beat up a lot.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy that likes to think about tasing late at night while he's laying in bed nude.
The boy describes the shocks of, like... 1,000 bee stings.
Well, there you go.
Martha Stewart wants Eminem to appear on her Martha TV show, not because he can knit or bake brownies, but we don't know if he can or can't, really. We play his music during breaks to keep people lively, and they love him.
Which TV show is this?
Martha Stewart.
I didn't know she had another TV show.
Yeah, yeah, it's a daytime show.
Oh, is it this like an interview show? So like Ellen?
She cooks, and not really.
I dig Martha Stewart. If I could just, you know, I don't really want to buy anything that has her name on it, but I'd like to just give her some money. That's just a website where I could just give her a 10.
Martha
just
Stewart does have a wild side. She licked David Letterman's jelly-covered finger during a segment on The Late Show with David Letterman.
I honestly don't know how to feel about that. Mm-hmm. Let's quickly... Hello, good friend Brad, the car guy.
Hey there. That just made me cringe, that metal image of Martha Stewart.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I don't know which is worse. I'd rather watch that than the Dustin Diamond thing, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And Sarah's right that we're totally going to have to watch it. That's the thing, is because our job is to be pundits about all culture that is pop, we are going to have no choice but to watch Dustin Diamond getting it on.
I've got even worse news.
Yes.
How should I say this? He's extremely well qualified to be in a porno.
In what? Oh, come on. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
In the Tommy Lee sense?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of... Not even fair. What kind of world do we live in where Dustin Diamond is...
I think that's quid pro quo. I mean, you look at his face. I think it's only fair.
Yeah. Why? Well, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, are we talking Ron Jeremy?
According to a guy who's on the show with him, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That ain't
right.
Well, I
read some stats about him.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the thing, is I guess if you...
Well, no.
The stats must be true, though, because you got to figure if you were modestly endowed, you don't go around bragging about it. You only let people know the stats if they're impressive. Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, sir. All right, there you go. Brad the car guy. Quickly, Kyle, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, Kyle.
Rick, how you doing?
I'm rolling, brother. What's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. I got a one-word response to Wenatchee.
Yeah.
Pangborn.
Pangborn, what's that?
That's the name of the airfield there, the airport in Wenatchee. It's Pangborn Airfield.
Pangborn. I wonder if she's living right underneath that. Wenatchee, she claimed that it's become a bustling town now.
Not quite. I lived there for 6 months. It was the loneliest time of my life.
Oh.
Well, she has a husband.
Yeah,
who's going to be working all the time.
Oh, yeah, there you
Fair
go.
Fair enough.
Okay. Kyle, thank you. Are you spreading the word about the program, sir?
I am. I just moved here about 6 months ago, and I've become a frequent listener and loyal fan.
Fantastic. Did you move here from Wenatchee?
I did, actually.
All right. We'll see. So, you know, the universe, so it's sort of a balance. So this is like, you know, she's taking your place. It's like a Star Trek episode where everything's sort of evened out now.
I guess so.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, sir. You call us anytime.
Will do.
Oh, that's Kyle. All right. Let's see. This is...
The postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Welcome, Mark. This never ceases to amuse me. Mailman Chris, our stenographer. What a strange and icky program it's been today. How are you, Chris?
You know, I was fine until you had to tell the story about...
Saved by the Smell.
Simon. No, is that the something you wish you could unsee?
Yeah, well, something... I did tease the something you'll soon wish you could unsee. That's how I phrased it.
Okay.
And the thing is, we're all going to have to watch it. That's the thing. You know, can I just tell you this? You know what I watched? I watched the Fred Durst sex tape. That's how, because I wanted to be able to talk about it as a pundit. Look, somebody.
Why would you talk about that?
Bill O'Reilly has to read, the New Yorker.
I watched One Night in Paris, but that's.
I watched that too.
That was so.
No, the one you really want to unsee is the China.
Dude! I have seen some stills from that.
That's bad.
From what one?
China, you know, China. She was a wrestler.
Yeah,
she's a man, baby, and I know that everybody jokes about that with a lot of people.
Steroid use is bad.
I'm just saying. How do I put this? I mean, that's either a real small one that looks like a big one, or that's a real big one that looks like a small one, if you know what I'm saying.
No, it's steroid use on ladies enlarges lady parts to make them look like male parts.
And by parts, he means earlobes.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing about that video is that I didn't lose respect for her as much as I lost respect for the wrestler that was her boyfriend
at
the time.
Just hope that he was drugged. That would be, at least he could then write it off. If I was that guy, I would go into rehab and just claim that that was the reason.
The Weeping Beat there.
Thank
at the
you.
End. Dan DeRose was on. You got the unfortunate Dustin Diamond story. Lisa Goddard and Ed McCarthy were there. And the Jock Watch, of course, being the
How
CEO.
Fantastic are we? Listen to that. Listen to it!
I don't know how white and nerdy the show is.
I forgot. God damn it.
And
all
for
right.
about the 15th time, I still don't know what the vintage Tim Sounder is.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I suck.
Which puts you back at 60.
So we're kind of backward. It's like the Delane Wynaggi thing. It all evens out. We're all back where we belong.
Exactly. I missed 3 days of work. I took the time off. You were at 60. I'm going back to work.
You do sound better, by the way. You sound better than you did. At the beginning of the show, you sounded terrible. You sound a lot better now.
I remedicated during the middle of the show.
All right, God. And when you say medicated, you mean, of course, you were drinking.
Something like that.
All right. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
So talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Mailman Chris, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up tomorrow, Jen Lane will be here with us. We will try to get to that Tim Riley sound tomorrow as well, and the white and nerdy quiz. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondents Lisa Goddard, Ed McCarthy, Gary Baumgartner. We want to thank Dan DeRose, who's headed for Cleveland, and so forth. Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970, Solid State Radio. Tim Riley, the news director, Scotty J, more than an intern, and the manager of the Rick Emerson Office East, is the one and only Dave Zinn. As always, we thank you for listening. Like us next, Don and Mike at 7. We're back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Don't forget, we're doing a 4-hour show every day now. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Scotty J.
Please bring me a Hungry Man dinner.